for Sitar. Hands it back. Heeslip low right. Out to Scott, the defenseman. Got Fitzgerald to move. Put one backside left, and Scarfoni slid over. And a brilliant save by Tommy Scarfoni. Long-range shot now by Gustafson. Nyberg that was kicked out by Scarfoni. UConn putting it on Wisconsin right now, trying to get the game-tying goal late. Third redirect in front. Heeslip, he missed the net. Oh, Horbach just got shoved into the end boards by Larkin. No penalty. Horbach remains down. He gets a whistle for that.
Yeah.
And that's a good news for Wisconsin. It needed a break as UConn has turned up the heat here, trying to pull even late.
One of the best defensive forwards on that Badger line is Kukkonen, and he's playing without a stick. So, yeah, good time to take a whistle. Good play by you, Jack Horbach.
Trying to draw a penalty on Larkin for a high stick, but the referees didn't bite. Face off to Scarfoni's right. Tommy's now stopped 17 of 18 shots. Morrissey to take the draw, and the puck goes behind the Badgers' net. Anthony Kerr goes to get it, rimmed it around but not out. Richard able to keep it alive, but then Wisconsin's Morrissey, second effort, able to tap it out to center. Taken back by Muldowney. UConn onside. Richard double-teamed by Kerr and by Palatichuk. Puck is airborne down to the ice once again. Wisconsin's Finley now will chip it out and got a bit too much of that and iced it with 5:11 to go in the third period. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. It was scoreless after two periods of play. The Badgers with 22 shots at that point. UConn only 11. And then Wisconsin forced to kill off a penalty to freshman defenseman Jack Phelan early in the third. They get a shorthanded goal from Captain Owen Lindmark from Horbach and Scholes at 2:45. And then added a power play goal just about 2.5 minutes later. Quinn Finley from Daniel Lodge and Gavin Morrissey, 15th of the year for Finley. But less than a minute and a half later, UConn got on the board as Caden Shahan was able to score his fifth of the year at 7:07, and that's where we've been ever since. It's 5 minutes to play in regulation. It's 2-1, Wisconsin with the lead. Frazier batting the puck. It popped into the air off the glass, tried to move it back to the point, but already Spetz had vacated that area. He's got to hustle back into his own zone. Tassie's out there with Botterill and Lindmark, Scholes and Phelan for the Cardinal and White. Here's Tattle. Snaps off a pass far side. Percival moved it to the corner, and Frazier back to Tattle. Good read by Lindmark, and he chopped it out through center ice.
I'll be interested to see what the philosophy is here for UConn with pulling the goalie.
Heaney remains in net. Muldowney redirects into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni leaves it off for Scholes, and he couldn't clear. Look out. Backside pass. Oh, Scarfoni sliding right pad save on the far side by Muldowney, who picked up the puck and scored. Joey Muldowney gets the game-tying goal with 4:05 to play. He followed up his shot after a miraculous save by Scarfoni, kept the first one out.
And it all started because Zach Scholes did not clear the puck the initial shot. He had a great initial look at it, tried to fire it down the ice, and they just knocked it out of the air. That scramble in front of the net, good for him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a scramble in front of the net, but again, not to de-emphasize the magnificent save that Scarfoni made on the initial play, but now you get into a situation where, holy cow, it's a scramble in front of the net, and the Badgers lost those one-on-one battles.
The San Jose Sharks draft choice, Joey Muldowney with his fifth goal of the season at 15:55. And UConn has erased a 2-0 deficit to pull even in this championship game. Muldowney from Shandor and Richard at 15:55, beg your pardon. Wow.
Yeah, it's scrambles, and those who can keep their head and seem to be able to see everything beyond the scramble. Muldowney did the great job. He chipped it to himself, gets it to his forehand, and shoots it.
Virtually everybody on the UConn bench on its skates, while Wisconsin seated on its bench right now. The Badgers were feeling good about things after scoring a pair quickly to start the third, but things have changed. Now Wisconsin across the line, Scholes. Roughed up by Gustafson Nyberg. Steal by Pietila now. Pietila trying to fend off the big defenseman, but Adam wiped out. Puck came to the point, though. Lodge now banks it off the end boards. Too far for Scholl. And then it's sent out through center ice, and the Badgers hustle back to get it. Tyson Dick will tap it back to Daniel Lodge. Flings a pass ahead to neutral and Pietila. Run it down the center circle. Got caught up from behind. Bouncing puck at neutral ice. Goes off his stick to the far boards. Over skating was Laskowski and gathered in by Sitar. Stops left wing. Shoots one. Stick save made by Scarfoni. Goes to the far corner. Horbach. Kukkonen. Kerr there too for Wisconsin. Larkin. Tying up the Badgers. Defensive pair. Kukkonen without a stick. Laskowski gives him his. And then Laskowski goes and gets Kukkonen's stick. They're still battling below the goal line of the Wisconsin zone with 2:35 to go in the third. The referees let him play on, and out of there comes Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. He skates up the near side wall through neutral. Across the line he comes. Snapshot. He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney. Christian Fitzgerald makes it 3-2.
Holy cow. There's a scrum down there. Let's be honest with it. Christian Fitzgerald, the one player on the Badgers who can go coast-to-coast at full speed. Not only does he do that, he uses a defenseman as a screen, and he goes top shelf. That's the second of the three Badger goals that has gone top glove against the young goaltender from UConn. Christian Fitzgerald, good for you.
Yeah, two assists last night. He gets a goal here tonight at 17:32, basically going end-to-end, and the Badgers have regained the lead at the 17:32 mark. Wow. Christian Fitzgerald with a wicked wrister that beat Heaney.
That was top shelf. There was no question that he knew where he was going on that one.
Wow. Pass up to center ice, bouncing puck, Muldowney. Cut off by Lindmark, taken away by Botterill. He's slowed with a pretty good check that time by Massinio.
The puck went out of play.
Yes, it did, and a stoppage in play with 2:04 to go here in the third. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with our producer, Zach Hargroves, Brian Posick, and Ian Parent at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. A rather uneventful first two periods of this championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Ian said it was like watching paint dry. I said it was like fingernails on a chalkboard. And then the third period came along. We've got five goals. We've had a shorthander, a power play goal.
Uh-oh.
The lead's exchanged twice, and now a penalty on John Spetz, the alternate captain for UConn. With only a minute 52 remaining, gets a two-minute minor, and Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play. Looking to salt this one away. Interference on Spetz.
I didn't see the play. I saw Lodge come up, dump the puck up high, but I didn't know which player from the Badgers he interfered with. It must have been behind the play, behind Lodge, because whoever was trying to go up the right side that Lodge was trying to hit never got there.
18:08, the time of the penalty to Spetz for interference. Badgers get their fourth Kunis power play of the night.
And a little different arrangement. Two defensemen and three forwards on this power play.
Yep. Morrissey, Mosley, Finley, Lodge, and then Jack Horbach, who's playing defense here this weekend, is the other man on the blue line. And Muldowney, though, got around Horbach after UConn had won the draw, but then Jack got some help. The puck goes right in front of the Wisconsin net. Look out, it's still loose. Lodge got it caught up in his skates, picked up by Muldowney, and then a pass to the slot intercepted by Morrissey, and now an interference penalty or a cross-checking penalty on Wisconsin's Horbach.
Jack, yeah, that was a long time coming. He dove two times in the defensive zone, tried to cover up the puck and take the penalty, but then when he got hit the last time, you knew that he had vengeance on his mind, so he just hammered the young man right in front. So we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next 1:30 unless something else happens.
Yeah, 18:30, the time of the penalty on Horbach for cross-checking. The Badgers were really struggling. I mean, it's their power play, but as we saw with UConn's penalty kill, especially the first three penalty kills against Wisconsin, it was relentless and constantly pursuing the puck, pressuring the puck, and that's what the Huskies did here early on in Wisconsin's power play, and it eventually ended up with a Jack Horbach cross-checking penalty at 18:30. Timeout called by UConn with 1:30 to play. We'll skate 4-on-4 for the next, well, could be for the remainder of this hockey game, but it'll be 5-on-4 skaters-wise. They'll empty their net for an extra attacker, and the faceoff will be in the Wisconsin zone to the right of Badgers netminder Tommy Scarfone. Wow, what an entertaining third period.
Yeah, they've all the coaches' tricks have been pulled out of the handbag on this one.
Yeah.
The playbook is running dry for UConn, but I agree with the philosophy.
Sure.
You're down a goal. You're in a title game. What? You've got a potential, I guess you'd call it a power play, mm-hmm. if you have it. The only advantage that the Badgers have is the fact that they can ice the puck, and it's not going to cost them.
UConn sends out five forwards, Gardula, Shahan, as well as Shandor, Richard, and Maldowney. The Badgers have Laskowski, Morrissey, Kerr, and Lotch with Scarfone between the pipes. Again, it's an extra attacker situation, not a power play.
Correct.
They have an extra attacker with an empty net. They pulled their goaltender for the extra attacker. 1:30 to go and a 3-2 Wisconsin lead. The title game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. And the fans that are here clapping along, trying to urge Wisconsin to victory. Morrissey against Shandor. And the puck is one free, and it rolls out to center ice. Hustling after it, Laskowski trying to get around to the defenseman. Richard, who pulls him down. A penalty shot coming up for Laskowski. Morrissey won the faceoff so strongly, it came all the way out to center, and Laskowski made a beeline for the biscuit. Richard met him, and the two were engaged, tied up. And Laskowski was hustling, trying to get to the empty net, Ian, and Richard wouldn't let him, and the referee indicates he'll get a penalty shot.
Well, I will honestly say, because he didn't get the shot off, that's the whole thing. He didn't even get the chance to push it down. But as we mentioned before, it was like watching paint dry for the first two periods. We've got a little bit of everything going on here.
Wow.
Penalty shots, power play goals, shorthanded attempts.
Yep. Remember. Wait a minute.
No, he didn't say. He just called it a penalty.
No, they gave him a goal. They're giving Laskowski the goal.
Okay, then.
Wait a minute. What? Explain exactly what just happened there.
I have no idea.
The Badgers are credited with a goal by Cody Laskowski, with Morrissey getting the assist. Now, because it was an empty net, I'm sorry, I've never seen that before, so I'm confused. Look out, bouncing puck in front, save made by Wisconsin. Scarfone pitched in front again, a chance for Percival, but he couldn't get it on net. Under a minute to go in the game, the Badgers now with a 4-2 lead. Daniel Lotch puts his shoulder into a man, but UConn still got the puck. An extra attacker for UConn. Still 5-on-4. Steal by Morrissey. He'll just sauce it ahead to open ice. They can ice it if they need to, but no icing because Morrissey didn't play it deeply enough.
No, they can't ice it because it's 4-on-4.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you can't ice it. So here's 36 seconds left. Palatichuk quickly after the puck, able to shovel it over to Schulz, who took a pretty good hit. UConn with possession of it. Richard off the left wing wall to the slot. He rises. A shot may have gone off his stick over the cage. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald tried to clear. He'll try again, and this time he sent it all the way down. And it won't be icing because Lindmark will beat everybody to the puck. 15 seconds to go. Lindmark tried to bank it off a skate and in. It got blocked, and then Lindmark got clobbered by Tattle. Here comes Maldowney through center ice. Gets a moving screen. He fires one. Left pad save Scarfone. Loose in front. Chip shot Scarfone. No, they score right as the zeros go across the board. And now the referees need to get between the Badgers and Huskies. Everybody's kind of calmed down here a little bit. I think that puck went in before the horn sounded.
It'll end
a 4-3, 4-2 game. But I think Wisconsin has. I don't need to think. I know the Badgers have won the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff in a wild, crazy, unexplainable finish here in Milwaukee.
It was. I'm sure they'll have to go into review to see where the clock was. They're going to have to go into review when the puck crossed the goal line. If they call it a goal, so be it. If they don't call it a goal, doesn't make any difference.
They're going to count it. UConn gets credit for a goal, and they're going to put a second on the clock. My goodness. So now, Ian, you've been around the game longer than I have. Because the net was empty, is that why, instead of a penalty shot?
Never seen it before.
Because when Richard engaged with Laskowski, it was out near the blue line in the zone where the empty net is, and Cody kept reaching in, trying to lean in to get the puck on net. He was never able to do so. And because Richard prevented Laskowski from really getting to the puck to make the play, they awarded him an empty net goal. I've never seen that before. And if you've never seen that before.
No, it's the most bizarre play that I've seen in college hockey, that you get awarded a goal for not shooting the puck in the net. I mean, that seems to be the premise of the entire situation. And not 100% sure if we missed something. Did we miss something that even though he took the penalty, he punched it in the net later on? Or
no.
I don't know what's going on.
No. The defenseman Nick Carabin will get credit for the goal at 19:59, his first as a member of the UConn Huskies, the Princeton transfer. And now the referees waiting for UConn to put a couple of more skaters on the bench. The goaltender remains on the ice, that is. Goaltender remains on the bench. Still 4-on-4 to end this hockey game. And that's it, as the puck is dropped and the Wisconsin Badgers claim the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship for the third time in 4 years. There were no goals scored in the first 40 minutes. There were 7 goals scored in the final 20. And Wisconsin wins 4-3 over the UConn Huskies. That was crazy.
That was crazy, and the last 15 minutes was everything that a college hockey fan could want, including rules interpretations that I've never heard of. I guess that would be the best way to put it. But give credit to UConn. They never quit at any point in time. They're down 2-0, and they come back with 2 goals late, and then what was an obvious empty net opportunity when Laskowski gets pulled down, and they credit him with the goal without shooting it in the net. I got a feeling that there's going to be a lot of, telephone calls to the officiating circuits as to determine what is actually just happened here.
Yep, Big Ten officiating crew with Nicholas Bett and Tony Check. The Badgers prevail. They win the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff by the final score of 4-3. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
to announce the all-tournament team.
Most outstanding forward is Quinn Findlay.
Shocker.
Right?
He did have a good tournament.
Yes, he did. He had 2 goals and an assist last night. He had a power play goal here tonight. The top defenseman. Most outstanding defenseman, Zach Scholes, who had 2 assists last night and had another here this evening.
A little bit of a surprise for me.
Yeah.
He played a regular shift, but was not involved in any special teams play, which I suppose with those two stars out, yep, they're good.
Most outstanding goaltender, Wisconsin's Tommy Scarfone, getting a trophy from Rick Giles. So the Badgers, a clean sweep of the all-tournament team, and they win the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff here by the final score of 4-3. And I'm anxious to get the exact explanation of Cody Laskowski's goal that basically iced the game, gave the Badgers a 4-2 lead with about a minute and a half to play. I can only assume, but we'll get an explanation as quickly as we possibly can. The Badgers now gather at center ice and will receive the trophy as the champions of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Connecticut falls to 8-8-1. The Badgers now 9-10-1 after a 4-3 win after a wild third period in this game at Fiserv Forum.
That was a fiasco of all fiascos. It was unbelievable. It's like last person to touch the puck is going to win. You know, that was kind of the mentality that I felt was coming on with it. But they are victorious. It gets them within half a game of 100 or 500 or one game of 500.
Yep.
And it doesn't get any easier than as we go down into the second half.
For sure. Yeah, the Badgers get top-ranked Michigan State next. Our postgame show's coming up after Wisconsin's 4-3 victory over UConn here at Fiserv Forum. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
I'm Posick, Ian Perrin here at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. The Badgers, a 4-3 win over UConn to take the Quick Trip holiday faceoff. Cody Laskowski gets credit for the game-winning goal. His third goal of the season, and he didn't, or third goal of the weekend, and he didn't even put the puck on the net. It was after a faceoff win in the defensive zone and a foot race between Laskowski and Jake Richard. And Laskowski was trying to get an angle to the puck, and Richard prevented him from getting to the puck. Richard wasn't going after the puck. He was just trying to keep Laskowski from the puck. So if the opposing goaltender has been removed from the ice, and an obvious and imminent goal has been prevented by the fouled from behind provisions, when the referee can stop play and award a goal to the non-offending team.
Well, see, that's why those guys are wearing the stripes and we're sitting up here. And what you described is exactly what happened out on the ice. He just gang-tackled Laskowski, and there was nobody between him and the net. Laskowski could have kicked it in, shot it in, jumped on it, pulled it in, whatever the case may be. But with not having the availability to do that, there is the reason for the call. And I'm an old man, and I learned something new today.
That is, yeah, and again, I had never seen that before where, you know, again, Richard just kept Laskowski away from the puck, and so they award Laskowski the goal, and that proves to be the game winner. Just a crazy game here tonight because the first two periods, a lot of fans had already left the hockey game, and others were quite honestly, sleeping in their seats. Because there was not a lot to see. The Badgers, you know, they had 14 shots on goal in the opening period. The first 25 minutes, they had 3 power plays, 7 minutes of power, bigger part, 9 minutes of power play hockey, and just couldn't find the back of the net because UConn just kept pushing them out, and pressuring the puck, made it difficult on them.
And very similar, the Badgers were allowing the first pass for UConn. But the second pass, people were all over the Badger players were all over the UConn players, made it very difficult for them to get anything. And as indicated by the end of the second period, the shots were 22 to 11. They only had 11 shots on net in the first two periods. Badgers were doing as good a job as they could do defensively against a team that's pretty darn quick, to say the least. But again, you get into a situation where all of a sudden when Lindmark scores that shorthanded goal, it is one of those deals where the floodgates just open and all the coaching and pre-coaching that you wanted to make was overridden by high energy.
All right, let's get to our three stars of the game here tonight. The Badgers 4-3 win over UConn. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have?
Well, interestingly enough, until the third period, I wouldn't have even put him into contention for the first star, but he got it. So we're going to give Tommy Scarfone is going to get the first star of the game because in the last 5 minutes, he made probably 10 miraculous saves to hold on for this win. I don't think that any other goaltender could have made some of those saves, but he was really, really good. So my number one star with 25 shots on net and 3 goals scored against, so 22 saves, broke his shutout streak. But Tommy Scarfone, our number one star of the game. And the number two star of the game, I had a lot of mixed emotions on this one, but when the Badgers were really struggling, and then to see Fitzgerald just go end-to-end and go top shelf, that was a game-changer for me. And game-changer plays like that, showing just showcasing the talent of Christian Fitzgerald. And the fact that he just kind of single-handedly took the game under control by going coast-to-coast and scoring that goal. Number three star, I had to put the two penalty killers together, Lindmark and Horbach. You're not going to see a prettier shorthanded goal than that one that was scored. So the number three star goes to senior, what, eighth-year senior?
Sixth.
Lindmark.
Yeah, grad student, yeah. Sure.
And Jack Horbach, because I was so impressed with the way that Horbach just kind of looked like he was giving up and then just fired a pass across on his backhand, and Lindmark tipped it up into the net. So 1-2-3, we're going Scarfone, Fitzgerald, Lindmark, and Horbach for a combination of the third star.
All right, three stars of the game. Everlight Solar, save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Wisconsin wins 4-3 to capture the Quick Trip holiday face-off. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin, a 4-3 win, knocking off UConn to win the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff again. 7-2-1 in the last 10 games are the Badgers, who are just a game under 500 now, and a big win against a team that was ranked 15th in the pairwise rankings. Now let's get to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Ian.
Well, I can't honestly say that I could have picked any play in the first two periods that was an energizing performance of the game. It was so tic-tac-toe, back and forth. Each team had maybe a couple of good scoring opportunities, but nothing great. Goaltenders were playing pretty well. Then the Badgers take a penalty, and we went, oh, God, here, what's going to happen now? Sure enough,
Here comes the top two penalty killers in the Badgers' history, as far as I'm concerned. Out comes Horback and Lindmark. Shorthanded goal, 2:45 into the third period, and it's just like it was the energy that both teams needed for whatever reason, and it just set the house on fire. It started what was the most interesting and entertaining third period I've been involved with in a long time. So it energized both teams maybe a little bit, but the fact of the matter being is that it really got the Badgers going.
Yeah, Lindmark's shorthanded goal, the eighth of his career. He is now tied for third all-time for the program lead in shorthanded goals, one behind Norm Cherry and John Johansson, who both had nine shorties in their careers. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. 4-3 Wisconsin over UConn. We'll get the scores from around the country. We'll hear from assistant coach Nick Oliver, too, and highlights. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
And the Ad Council.
Pfizer Forum wrapping up our broadcast here shortly. We've got highlights in just little bits of Wisconsin's 4-3 win over UConn in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. And, you know, I wanted to look at scores from around the country, but now for the life of me, I can't figure out where I put my scorebook.
You want me to tell you?
Why don't you tell me everything you
got? Here we go. Alaska beat Ferris in the consolation game here at Pfizer Forum. 4-1 was the final score. Alaska scored four goals against Ferris State. Ferris State scored their first goal of the tournament to make it 4-1. Out east, we had some non-conference stuff. Brown beat Long Island. Bowling Green beat RIT. And in the other, the granddaddy of college hockey tournaments in the Great Lakes Invitational, Western Michigan beat Michigan Tech, 4-3 in overtime. Kyle McClellan with the win.
No. Cameron Rowe.
Cameron Rowe with the win. What did I say? Okay.
Kyle McClellan, yeah.
And in another non-conference game, Northeastern beat Alaska Anchorage 4-3 in overtime. And the surpriser from the East Coast is Bentley with a 4-2 win over Maine.
Fourth-ranked Maine, yeah.
Yeah, so there's there have been some upsets over the Christmas. Probably got a little too much eggnog in their belly, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Quinnipiac beat American International 6-5. St. Cloud beat St. Thomas in the 2-1 game. Mm-hmm. And Yale bounced back, and at 3-7-1, they beat
Boston University, 7-5 is the final there.
Wow.
And, of course, here we had the Wisconsin 4-3 final. And out east in another non-conference, Vermont beat Army 6-0. And in the second game of the Great Lakes Invitational, Michigan State leads Northern Michigan 2-0 in the second.
All right. And, again, they'll play in the consolation and championship games in Grand Rapids tomorrow. Long week for Michigan State. They play tonight. They play again tomorrow. Then they play Thursday at home against Wisconsin, then at Wrigley next Saturday. So 4 games in 6 days for the Spartans.
Yeah, and
Wisconsin faces something similar, 4 games in 7 days.
7 days,
yeah.
Situation. But I think that this was a great stepping stone for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Win a tight game, win against a good team that's nationally ranked in front of a very sparse crowd, mind you.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter being is that they'll consider it a home win, and even though it's on neutral ice and they've got a lot to build from, and then hopefully, you know, in the next few days, they'll get a couple of their superstars back.
Yeah. Also wanted to mention in the World Junior Championship in Ottawa, the United States fell to Finland in overtime 4-3. Logan Hensler, the Wisconsin freshman, had an assist in 12 minutes. The U.S. still leads Group A and can win that group outright with a win over Canada on Tuesday night in the final game of the preliminary round. And the Packers put up a comeback in Minnesota today, but the Vikings prevail 27-25. Highlights coming up of Wisconsin's 4-3 win over UConn. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Megan Pfizer Forum highlights coming up in just a bit. Wisconsin meets Connecticut to take the Quick Trip holiday face-off. And joining us now in the post-game show is assistant coach Nick Oliver. And Nick, for how... and I told you just a moment ago, for kind of how boring the first two periods were, scoreless after 40 minutes of play, that was about as crazy of a third period as you could possibly imagine, really, don't you think?
Yeah, it ended up being an unbelievable hockey game. And as you mentioned, through the first two periods, I thought, you know, I was actually liked how we just kind of took what the game gave us a little bit. They're very structured through their neutral zone and into their defensive zone. So at times it didn't. Felt like there wasn't a lot of easy ice or open ice, and I thought we did a good job of controlling play in the offensive zone and with our puck possession. And you know, at some point, someone was going to have to step up and make a play, and it just didn't come till the third period. And obviously, Owen got us going there with the big shorty.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play by Jack Horbach and Owen Lindmark. And, you know, really in the first period, you get a five-minute power play, you get another two-minute power play, and your power play has been really good here of late. What did UConn do that prevented you from getting that power play going early and maybe establishing yourself early in the hockey game?
Yeah, those were obviously big moments. You get the five and you get a couple cracks at it, and like you mentioned, those units have been really good lately. UConn does a really good job with their pressure, and you can see they're very aggressive up ice on their forecheck. They don't allow you to enter the zone with clean possession often. They did a good job of forcing us to have to dump pucks and go work to get it back. But like we talk about with the best power plays and really good power plays, they have to stick with it. Even if you don't get one on your first few tries, at some point, that next one's the most important one, and obviously Finner, power play step up big for us in the third.
Yeah, I mean, special teams. You get the Lindmark shorthanded goal, and then Finley with a power play goal, and you've got some momentum and feeling good about things, but credit UConn. They kept battling back. How were they able to get that game tied again?
I thought, yeah, give them credit. They made a good push there after we went up two and scoring their first goal a minute and a half after, you know, our power play goal. I thought they did a good job of attacking up the ice with more possession. I also thought, you know, as that period went, maybe got a little bit too passive, right? I thought our strengths through the first two periods plus was our forechecking pressure and extending some offensive zone time. And I thought as that third period went, we started backing off a little bit and giving up the middle of the rink and allowed them to attack us with speed and possession.
Well, then Christian Fitzgerald came up with a big play, didn't he?
Yeah,
it's 2-2, and then he, you know how he can skate, and he's, you know, I mean, his freshman year at Mankato, he had 16 goals. He had 7 last year at Wisconsin, but that was a heck of a play right there.
Oh, and that's, you know what, for an upperclassman like Fitzy, someone that can drive offense when he's at his best like he can, need someone to step up and make that big-time play there. They just tied it at 2. You know, in theory, he had all the momentum in the game, and Fitzy does a great job of making a great individual play using his skating and then using their defenseman as a screen to blow by the goalie.
All right. Then Cody Laskowski was awarded a goal with about a minute and a half left. There's an empty net. Gavin Morrissey wins a faceoff in the defensive zone strongly enough that it basically becomes a foot race between two guys. And Richard is trying to hold off Laskowski. He didn't go for the puck. Cody was trying to get to the puck. And then the Big Ten referee awards Laskowski a goal. I had never seen it before. I remember hearing about it now that I think about it. You'd seen it before, though. Something
yeah.
like that?
No, I think the ruling is if someone takes a penalty, a play that the official deems would have otherwise been an empty net goal, it's automatically awarded a goal. So in that case, you said great execution on the faceoff by Gavin. Cody does a great job getting up the rink to, you know, looked like he had a little bit of a step to get to that puck first. Their guy interfered with him, and the officials deemed that, you know, if the penalty wouldn't have happened, that it would have been a goal. So yeah. they gave it to us, which
yeah.
was big.
Yeah, it was big. And we'll take that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then they, you know, again, UConn kept plugging away and plugging away, making it a one-goal game. Tommy Scarfone was really good yesterday and good at times today, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that's, you know what, that's a difficult game for goalie as well. You know, he sees 3 shots in the first period, 11 through 2 periods. But for someone as experienced as him, like, I thought he did a good job of just staying locked into what he needed to do. And for us, he's been on a really good run with his play, and that we let him down a little bit defensively there in the third, but he did come up with some big saves.
Yeah, Tommy Scarfone is 8-2-1 in his last 10 starts. The Badgers are 7-2-1 in their last 10, but Scarfone in the last 11 games, he's got a goals against under 2 and a save percentage close to .940. That's very impressive. What do you think a win like this does for you? I mean, you've been trending in the right direction. You know, it was difficult to find the back of the net against this UConn team today. You want to win a trophy, right? You're playing a team that's 15th in the pairwise. What do you think a win like this does for your club today?
I think it's another really good step for us in the direction that we want to keep going and keep taking this thing for the rest of the year. I think with how we finished our first half before the break, I think it was really important that we got right back on the horse. Did that this weekend and finding a way to win games in different ways. And you see over the course of the last 2 days, having some different guys step up and really contribute to team success. like I said, I think it's a good step for us, and now we just got to keep building.
Go to Michigan State on Thursday and then Wrigley Field on Saturday. You anxious for that? Going to a baseball stadium to play hockey?
Yeah, it'll be fun. And you know what? Coach speak a little bit. We got to go to Munn Thursday, which is a good, difficult place to play. It's obviously a good hockey team, and so that'll be a good challenge for us on a short week. And then obviously, hopefully, Pointer's got us, the staff, hooked up with warm enough clothes for Saturday for an 8 o'clock puck drop outdoors. But it'll be fun. It'll be a fun week. The guys are excited, and it'll be fun to get back and recharge a little bit and then get after it.
All right. Thanks for your time. Have a safe travel back, okay?
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. Nick Oliver joining us here, assistant coach with the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin facing UConn today in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Badgers looking for their third title in this tournament over the first 4 years of its existence. Badgers trying to defend their title here this weekend. It was scoreless between UConn and Wisconsin after 40 minutes of play. Then the third period came along. Here are the calls of the game. Huskies will come up the middle of the ice. Trey Scott, who had a power play goal yesterday, feeds it to Richard. Richard will dump it in. Badgers get to it first and all the way out to center. Kick free, and Wisconsin's got a chance. Oh, Horvath poked it ahead for himself. Now a pass in front. Here's Lindmark, scores! Oh, Horvath to Lindmark! The Badgers get a shorthander and take the lead. Morrissey again with it now. To Finley, top of the left circle. Throws it to the corner. Laskowski protects. Mosley moves it around the kick plate. It bounces a bit. Morrissey finds Lodge. Snaps off a pass to Finley. Sets and fires and scores! Oh, a laser by Quinn Finley! Power play goal, 2-0. UConn. Mertag. Far side to Nyberg. Well, here's a pass high slot. And they score! Quick wrister by Caden Sheehan. UConn gets on the board. It's now 2-1. Heaney remains in net. Muldowney redirects into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni leaves it off for Scholes, and he couldn't clear. Look out. Backside pass. Oh, Scarfoni sliding right pad save on the far side by Muldowney, who picked up the puck and scored. Joey Muldowney gets the game-tying goal with 4:05 to play. They're still battling below the goal line of the Wisconsin zone with 2:35 to go in the third. The referees let him play on, and out of there comes Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. He skates up the near side wall through neutral. Across the line he comes. Snapshot. He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney. Christian Fitzgerald makes it 3-2. Here comes Muldowney through center ice. Gets a moving screen. He fires one. Left pad saves Scarfoni. Loose in front. Chip shot. Scarfoni. No, they score right as the zeros go across the board. Those were the calls of the game. The call that you did not hear was the awarded goal to Cody Laskowski. But we go through the goal scoring here tonight in this championship game. Pulling up my box score again. Again, it was scoreless after two periods of play. Badgers scored at 2:45 of the third. Owen Lindmark, a shorthanded goal from Jack Horvath and Zach Scholes. Fourth goal of the year for the captain, 1-0 Wisconsin. About a minute 15 or 2 minutes and 15 seconds. No, that's not right. 5:40 the time of the goal. So less than 3 minutes later, the Badgers get a power play goal from Quinn Finley. Daniel Lodge and Gavin Morrissey with assists for Finley, his 15th goal. That made it 2-0. And then UConn rallied. Caden Sheehan got the goal at 7:07, his fifth of the year, with assists to Viking Gustafson Nyberg and Ethan Gardula. And then UConn would tie it on Joey Muldowney's goal at 15:55, his fifth of the year, with assists going to Hudson Shandor and Jake Richard. Badgers regained the lead at 17:32 as Christian Fitzgerald lasered that shot. Anthony Kerr and Jack Horvath got assists on that goal by Fitzgerald, his third. That made it 3-2. And then Laskowski awarded a goal as he was impeded trying to get to the loose puck with an empty net on UConn's side of the ice. So Laskowski gets his seventh goal of the season, his third of the weekend. It came at 18:36. They gave Morrissey an assist on the play. That made it 4-2. And then the final goal was by defenseman Nick Carabin. Basically a meaningless goal. There was 1 second left on the clock. Richard and Muldowney got the assists on that one. And that was all the scoring here tonight. Penalties tonight, 7 for 25 minutes against UConn. The Badgers had 3 penalties for 6. Wisconsin 1 for 4 on the power play. UConn 0 for 2. And again, Wisconsin had a shorthanded goal today. Faceoffs, Wisconsin won 39 of 54 faceoffs here this evening. Owen Lindmark, 15, beg your pardon. Owen Lindmark was 10 of 14 in the faceoff circle. Morrissey took a lot of draws, 15 out of 24. He was out there at critical times, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and it was interesting because when they first started killing off a penalty, it would be Morrissey and Laskowski or whatever it is. You didn't see the Lindmark Horbach right off the bat, and so Morrissey had to take a lot of defensive zone faceoffs, especially on the special team.
Yep. So then block shots. UConn had 12. Wisconsin had 7. A two-point night for Muldowney. He played well this evening. Again, Shahan and Carabin scored goals for UConn. In goal, Thomas Heaney made 28 saves in his third collegiate start. He took the loss. His record now 1-2. UConn falls to 8-8-1. As for the Wisconsin Badgers, well, we mentioned the goal scorers, Fitzgerald and Laskowski, Finley and Lindmark, a 2 point, 2 assists tonight for Gavin Morrissey and for Jack Horbach. Meanwhile, Tommy Scarfone, 22 saves. He gets the win. Scarfone improves his record now to 8-6-1. The Badgers are 9-10-1 overall. You know, a light crowd tonight because of the Packers-Vikings game, but those that were here, if they were patient, ended up watching 20 minutes of crazy, crazy hockey.
You couldn't turn your back on the play in the third period because you never knew what was going to happen. Shorthanded goals, power play goals, everything that you wanted, and a controversial goal on the empty net breakaway, that kind of stuff. Everything that you would want in a college hockey game was all condensed into the third period.
Yep, Wisconsin wins tonight 4-3. We'll wrap up our broadcast in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
Needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.